6 o'clock report. Brought to you by Pizza 73, where a second pizza or a wing meal is always free. Call 273-7373.
Weezer have finished the video for Troublemaker, and apparently the clip has broken several Guinness World Records. They had an official on hand during the filming in L.A. to confirm that they set these records. The largest air guitar ensemble, 233 people. Largest game of dodgeball, 100 people. Longest Guitar Hero World Tour Marathon, 10 hours, 13 minutes. Most people in a custard pie fight, 120. Most people riding on a skateboard, 22. And they're still hoping to get another record with Pat Wilson playing the world's smallest drum kit in a video, but we will wait and see. Troublemaker was actually one of the last songs to make it onto Weezer's self-titled Red album, and here's an explanation.
We had had about, I think, 11 or 12 songs that we were like, okay, let's see if this sounds right to be a record. And then just talking with all kinds of different people, they're like, you know, it'd be cool to hear a couple more up-tempo songs, because the record was kind of like shoegazy and a little bit slower. So Kirby's like, well, hold on, I got a couple songs here, and one of them was Troublemaker, and I think it's probably the most up-tempo song on the record.
X92.9 6 o'clock rock report.
Put me in a special school, cause I am such a fool, giving up.
X92.9 6 o'clock rock report.
6 o'clock rock report.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X92.9, their Scars on Broadway. They have canceled their, basically their North American tour, including an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel. Darren Malakian, guitarist from the band, says, quote, his heart wasn't into touring. Though some rumors also suggesting maybe there were some soft sales in Europe. They weren't doing so hot with the tour, and maybe that was part of the reason why they're like, ah, oh, God, just not into it. But, if you have tickets to Scars on Broadway, you can get a refund wherever you purchase them. So there you go. It's Josh Holiday here. It's a Tuesday, which means a lot of new music in stores and online today. Two of the bigger albums, obviously, Oasis and Against Me. Let's start out with Oasis, the 7th studio album, Dig Out Your Soul, hit stores today. And a lot like its predecessors, pretty heavily influenced by classic UK groups, Beatles, Kinks, that type of thing. Noel Gallagher says that he learned to play and write from listening to his favourites.
Well, the way I work is that no one ever taught me to play an instrument or how to write a song, so I was only writing what I'd heard in my record collection, so it's bound to come out sounding like Bowie or T-Rex or the Beatles or the Stones and Kinks, because I never took it from a book, I just took it from the TV and record players and stuff like that.
X92.9, 6 o'clock, rap.
X92.9, 6 o'clock, rock report.
Report, report.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X92.9, Mobile the Killer. That album is out today. It's called Tales from the City. Also heard Oasis, their new album, Dig Out Your Soul, out as well. Rise Against, they have a new album out called Appeal to Reason. We'll hear from the lead singer, Tim McElroy, and play a track in just a sec.
You've got the 6 o'clock rock report on X92.9.
Rise Against album, their 5th studio album, Appeal to Reason, hits stores today, and still has the group's activist stance and politically tinged lyrics. Singer Tim McElroy says he sees voicing an opinion about the state of the world as part of his job.
The bands that I grew up listening to and watching, they would always take the stage with more in mind than just selling records and selling t-shirts. What we do today is just an extension of that. It's really just giving back to the scene that gave so much to us, you know, and trying to carry on that torch to the next generation of punk rock so they can see and understand what this music is and what our responsibilities and our obligations are.
X92.9, 6 o'clock, rap report.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X92.9. The end of that song sounds a bit like the beginning of the new James Bond theme, but that is Islands. The song is called Creeper Live. as of today, they have an EP, a live EP, that is on iTunes. It's a live session exclusively on iTunes. Also heard new music from Rise Against. The new album is out today as well. So Josh Holliday here, and it is the 6 o'clock Rock Report. And MIA had to get through a bunch of hurdles to get her first album out. It's Aerolure, came out in 2005. And I just talked about how those hurdles had a direct impact on the sound of her debut.
I don't think I'll ever be able to do it again the way I did it, but it made me put the focus into being an artist and being able to really live your work and really live your art. And that's all you can put your faith into.
X92.9, 6 o'clock Rock Report. X92.9, 6 o'clock Rock Report.
Gotta do what's right. Can't run around in circles if you wanna build a life. But I don't wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is...
That is Green Day from the Angus soundtrack, J.A.R. And apparently, this kind of leaked out through Shirley Manson, a singer from Garbage. She was doing an interview on television, and she mentioned that her bandmate was working with Green Day on their 7th studio album. And of course, her bandmate would be Butch Vig. He's the drummer for Garbage and also a pretty famous producer, worked with Nirvana, among many others. So apparently he is working on the new CD. No word on when it's going to come out, but speculation is in 2009 we will see a new Green Day album. So we'll wait and see. It's Josh Holliday here at Z, 6 o'clock Rock Report, and there's still quite a bit to get to, so don't go anywhere.
X92.9 weather.
Tonight, cloudy periods, a low of +3. Tomorrow, sunny, cloudy periods, a high of 9. Chilly the rest of the week. Thursday, sunny and 7. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 12.
You've got the 6 o'clock Rock Report on X92.9.
Shiny toy guns out and about. Oot and a boot on the road. And do they have time to do any riding while on the road? Well, Jeremy Dawson explains.
We're technically capable. We have like mobile studios. We can set it up in here. We can set up in a hotel room, in the bus, anywhere we want. But a mobile studio doesn't produce time to use the mobile studio, and time is taken up as more things happen and more even like media stuff. When more good things come as a result of good touring, less is the time of writing. Why am I speaking like Yoda?
This is the 6 o'clock Rock Report on X92.9.
6 o'clock Rock Report.
X92.9. 6 o'clock Rock Report.
When the walls fall down on your old town, no matches down.
X92.9, there's Bedouin Soundclash. Also heard some St. Alvia in there as well. Both those bands part of an initiative to get those bands and other Canadian bands heard in Japan, of all places. The Canadian Independent Record Production Association is taking St. Alvia, Patrick Watson, Bedouin Soundclash, The Trues, Russian Futurist Alex Cuba, and a few others to showcase for music industry reps and some members of the public at a couple of different concerts throughout November in Tokyo. 20 music companies representing hundreds of artists and recordings will take part in the Canadian Music Mission, targeting business opportunities in Japan, China, South Korea, and other Asian countries. And last year they did something similar, and it generated $1.4 million in new business and 91 deals for Canadian music companies. So good thing all around. It's Tom York's birthday today. He turns 40. He's the lead singer of Radiohead. And Radiohead have inspired an American professor, Noel Capon. He's a professor of international marketing at Columbia Business School. And what he's done is he's uploaded his acclaimed marketing textbook online for students to use for free. And then at the end of the semester, he's asking his students to pay what they think the book is worth. 50% of the proceeds will go to college scholarships, and the rest, I guess, to him. So he's trying it out, as Radiohead did with the album In Rainbows, which featured this song, Jigsaw Falling Into Place, X99. X929, there's OK Go, Here It Goes Again. That band's lead singer, guitarist, Damian Kulesh, celebrating his 33rd birthday today. That's it for the Rock Report. I will see you at Bingo Vicious Circle. I'll be there around 8:30 tonight. It's 11th Ave and 1st Street, right in the downtown. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the 6 o'clock Rock Report, exclusively on Calgary's new rock alternative. 92.9.